So someone in the gospel asks Jesus, Lord, will only a few people be saved? And this is so Jesus. You know, he doesn't answer their question. How many times have we had that in prayer, having a question that we bring to him, and it seems like his response is something totally different? Will only a few be saved? Jesus says, strive, enter through the narrow gates. It seems that instead of just answering the question as is asked, Jesus, however, knows exactly how to answer the question behind the question. This person surely doesn't need to know the exact number of people that will come to salvation. I think the question that this person is actually asking is, Lord, will I be saved? I think that's the question closer to each and every one of us as well. Lord, will I be saved? And that's the question that Jesus tries to answer here when he says, strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. So he implores this person, there's this narrow way. I am the way and the truth and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. And so we bring this question to the Lord then. Will I be saved? How do I know I'm on that narrow way, on the right path? And why does it have to be narrow anyway? We usually think of that almost as a negative, right? God, why couldn't you, who are all-powerful, have made the way to salvation so wide and so easy that everyone would get there? Well, I want to share at least three ways in which the narrow way isn't just this negative thing. It's actually the only way it could have been in God's plan. The narrow way is something positive. It's something that enables us to be saved, whereas the wide way is exactly what salvation is not. If we're going to be saved, it can't be through anything except the narrow way. And so the first way in which the narrow way is something desirable, something that will lead us to salvation, is because it's the way of communion. When you imagine the wide path, you can think of all these people all going down their own different directions, all spread out going their different ways of the earth. But when you think of the narrow way, it's everyone coming together. Salvation is communion, communion with God and communion with one another. And so the way to salvation then has to be narrow. It has to put us closer together, in closer proximity to one another. And you know, they've done kind of certain studies on, you know, the human person. And they've examined that when you put people into a room, they sort of fill up the room like gas. Gas will fill up whatever space is available to it. And we're kind of the same way. We seek to kind of have our space, have our own little isolated pockets, you know, keep to ourselves. And yet, if we want to be saved, we have to be put in connection, in communion with one another. We have to be put in that small space. Gives gas energy and gives us energy as well. Gives energy to our community. The book of Hebrews says, do not shun the discipline of the Lord. Sometimes we don't like that community because oftentimes we discipline each other by our presence. We bump into each other. We rub each other the wrong way. And yet, the author of Hebrews encourages us, don't reject the discipline of the Lord. That means that you are a child, you are a son. So to not reject that call to communion here in the church, you know, after summertime, we kind of spend a long time at the lake out there in our own little isolated pods. School is starting. Events are starting. Events for communion. So to answer that call, to come into contact to one another, it's amazing, you know, the narrow way puts disciples, puts believers in close contact to one another. The closer you get to God, the closer we get to one another. The way does get narrow. And that kind of leads us to the next way in which this narrow way is the best way. It's because it's the way of tradition. You imagine when you're out and about in this huge wide world, you kind of get lost. There's no semblance of where I'm going, but there's tradition in the narrow way. What do I mean by that? If you're in a narrow way, there's going to be always someone in front of you, and there's going to be always someone behind you. Tradition means to pull someone along. It means we're a part of this chain. We have someone that's leading us, and then someone we are leading as well. And that's a part of salvation. Salvation is found in tradition, in handing on. And so to find that in the community, to find that person Maybe it's your spouse, maybe it's a friend who is really your rock, that link in the chain that's pulling you along. And to be around that person, to be in contact with that person. And then everyone in the Catholic Church will also have someone they're called to pull along as well. You know, the book of Isaiah, a prophet says that all will come into the kingdom, that all will be made into this royal priesthood, into priests and Levites. You guys as well can live out your priesthood as baptized Catholics by bringing people along. A priest is a man of communion, a man who links God and man. And we can be that link in a chain when we belong to this narrow way. And so there's many discipleship groups that are growing in our parish, many ways to find that person maybe, if you don't have one already, who can lead you along the way of a disciple. Or perhaps you're ready to take on and to show people the way. It's a great opportunity, perhaps, to be that link in a chain. And then finally, the narrow way gives direction. It gives that energy, that power, that goal, right? It's sort of like a hose. Just as a hose, the water just kind of spills out one end. But if you put your thumb over it, it gives great energy and direction to that hose if you want to spray down your siblings. I learned this as a young age, right? And so also with things of the spiritual life, sometimes we need that narrow way to give direction to our life. I remember, you know, before really knowing Jesus, I was very much like these people in the Gospels who, yes, I ate and drank in his presence. I went to Mass. I heard him teach through the priest and through school, and yet I didn't really know him. And yet when I did, he really gave direction to my life. He gave energy. He gave me a purpose. And so also with us, with this narrow way, when you're in that zone, you have a goal. You're not wandering around in the bright, wide streets of the world, but you have this place to go to. You have a destiny. And so also here, to our destiny here in North American Martyrs is to share the good news, to go out to all the world and tell the good news, as our psalm says. There's many things starting up this year that will do that, you know, through RCAA and Adult Faith Formation, that place to learn your destiny, your direction in life. Through CCD and school, we have many speakers coming as well, Parish Missions Deacon coming up in September, places to find our direction in life, our destiny. This is the narrow way. It's the way of communion. It's a way to be in tradition, to be a link in the chain, and it's a way to belong to that great direction, that procession of all God's people into the kingdom of God. And so will you be saved? You know, yes. Yes, you will be saved in belonging to this narrow way, in belonging to this communion, this tradition, and this direction that flows ever onward into the kingdom of heaven.